Morning, it's May 1st. It was the day in 1952 when Mr. Potato Head was launched. Here's an interesting bit of trivia. It was the first toy to be advertised on TV.
You can make the funniest looking people in the whole world. Potato Head people look different every time you make them.
To 1967, when Elvis married Priscilla.
In Las Vegas, it's wedding bells for the man who practically invented rock and roll, Elvis Presley, and Priscilla Beaulieu, a friend of 8 years standing. The 32-year-old Mississippi boy who started a new style of singing gives his bride a 20-carat diamond ring.
And Mick Malthouse broke the record for most VFL-AFL games as coach in 2015 after his 715th game in charge. 3 games later, he was sacked by Carlton.
I've got to say, that's not the way I wanted to end. Never prepare yourself to be told by a board or a president or a CEO, no, we're sacking you.
May 1st birthday, singer Rita Coolidge tops the list. The inspiration behind Joe Cocker's single Delta Lady went on to have a string of hits in the late 70s. British comedy actress Joanna Lumley is 72 today, best known for playing Patsy in Absolutely Fabulous.
You know, it's so long since I actually remember going to sleep instead of passing out. How do we do it?
Ray Parker Jr. is 64. He had hits with his band Radio before going solo and topping the charts with The Other Woman and this.
An invisible man sleeping in your bed.
And Aussie golf great Stuart Appleby turns 47. He won the Australian Open in 2001.
It's always good to hit a bad shot down the middle, if that makes sense. Better than a great shot in the trees.
They're some of the things we're celebrating on May 1st.